Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. We're talking about the grave economic situation we've got in this country right now. Today, the stock market dumped over 600 points. Investors lost over $1 trillion. $1 trillion lost in one day. Now, you may shrug your shoulders and say, oh, well, you know, that's the big investors, not a big deal. Well, do any of you listening have money invested in the stock market? Do any of you listening here have a pension fund or a 401k? Because if the answer is yes to any of that, it impacted you. Your money just became worth a whole lot less than it was yesterday. And as of Friday, with credit downgrade, it's going to, if you need to borrow money for a house or for business equipment or whatever, it's going to cost you more. Everything that's happening is basically coming right down to your pocketbook. And that's the sad fact, folks. What these 545 crooks have done is cost you money. You know, we've listened to them. They're wanting to shoot the messenger. They're wanting to blame Standard & Poor's for the reduction in our credit rating. It's not Standard & Poor's problem. It's the 545 scum that keeps spending more money than we take in. You can't borrow money forever. Somewhere along the line, you got to pay it back. It's not Standard & Poor's fault. It's the 545. We do have a caller on line one. Jerry from Coos Bay. Jerry, welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
Yeah, Jim, you're really cooking today. Keep up the good work. I want to pass on a bit of information to you. You might make a note of it.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a very brief quote from a book published in 1938, and the title is Banks Under Roosevelt.
Okay.
And the author is JFT, three initials, O'Connor.
JFP O'Connor.
Okay. He was the controller of the currency under Roosevelt.
Okay. I know who he was.
Okay. Let me read you just this one sentence, or a couple of sentences here. And these are his words, and the date is 1936.
Okay.
It was thought necessary to provide a means by which currency could be placed in circulation, and for this purpose, the Federal Reserve banks were authorized during the emergency to issue Federal Reserve bank notes to be secured by at least an equal amount of collateral, which could consist of direct obligations of the United States, da-da-da-da.
Right.
Next sentence. Although these Federal Reserve bank notes may no longer be issued, there remained in circulation in the latter part of 1936 approximately $50 million of that form of currency. Certain other emergency provisions were made by which credit not previously provided could be extended by the Federal Reserve banks. So
right.
Here it was, 1936, the controller of the currency says, yeah, because of the Depression, and we had this emergency, and we had to issue these Federal Reserve notes, but we're not going to issue any more. 1936, you know, 50 million of them, but that's it. It's out of here.
Yeah,
so,
well, golly, he lied.
Now today, Jim, is why do we pay a controller of the currency if he has no control of the currency?
Well, because he's part of the bureaucracy. You got to remember that the bureaucracy goes on and on and on.
Yeah, it doesn't ever.
Regardless of who sits in the chairs of elected officials. You know, they give lip service. They nod their head. They don't care who the president is. They don't care who's in the Senate. They don't care who's in the House of Representatives. Because those people come and go, but their job goes on and on.
Yeah.
And
it's like Gates, the defense secretary, he's gone now. When he couldn't find the waste in the Pentagon, and somebody just pointed out to him that the Pentagon was built to house the administrative offices for 11 million people in the military in World War II.
Exactly.
There are only a little over 1 million now.
Right.
So that's a 90% drop.
So we could cut over, you know, we could eliminate four sides of that building.
Why does it take the same number of people, because there are no empty offices there, to do the work for 90% fewer people?
Do you want an answer?
Yeah.
Because those 545 worthless scum that I've been talking about have created new and exciting regulations that require more and more people to administer so they can put more and more people on the taxpayers' payroll.
No kidding.
So that they can buy more and more votes from the public employee unions.
But see, nobody says that the Pentagon's bloated. If they try to cut the Pentagon's budget, the cry becomes, we'll hurt the boys in uniform. Well, 570 deputy assistant secretaries
exactly.
are not in uniform, and they're knocking down about $150,000 a year each.
Oh, but that, see, Jerry, that's not where they make cuts, though. When they make cuts, and watch this. This is easy to determine.
Yeah.
Every time you hear this bunch of liars
right, exactly.
Talk about cuts, the only thing that they propose cutting –